Welcome to the Flowing with the Sky Clock podcast, the show in which we explore different ways of aligning our energy, activities, inner work, and daily life with Earth's natural flow and the Sky Clock's astrological rhythm. I'm Anna, a passionate astrology enthusiast and natural cycles explorer, and I invite you to join me on this journey where I will try to create a more balanced, graceful, and joyful living using the timeless wisdom of a sky clock. Hello, beautiful friends and strangers. I'm Anna, and I'm extremely excited to welcome you to the very first episode of Flowing with the Sky Clock podcast. And from the very beginning, a full disclosure, this is the fourth time I'm recording this episode. And every single time I re-listened the other versions, I was constantly unhappy and unsatisfied with how it came out to be. There are many reasons for that. Some of them are quite obvious, like, for example, my language. If you have a good ear, then you can hear that I'm not a native English speaker. So sometimes I struggle with an accent, but that I am actually quite fine with. But I do tend to invent words that don't exist. They exist, of course, in my head, but they are not necessarily English. Then I sometimes have a feeling I didn't say enough, or I said too much, or whatever the reason is. Apparently, I'm on some weird hamster wheel when I'm trying to create a perfect first episode, and I realized I will never be able to do it. So you will hear exactly this. You will hear this take. The take that it's not going to be perfect and I made my peace with it. The take that will have a lot of holes, a lot of weird grammatical hiccups, audio hiccups, even mental hiccups. But then I also decided to talk to you like we're in a radio. I actually worked at the radio station for some time. I had a radio show with my best friend for almost 3 years. And we were doing exactly that, putting headsets, going in front of the mic and just talking. And I had to learn that whatever is recorded, I cannot edit it, I cannot crop it, make it better or pretty. But it's been some years. So I think I came back to the beginning of our podcasting journey, because we were a podcast first, then we were picked up by the radio, where we were in a search of that perfect episode. And we spent a lot of time on perfecting the same thing over and over again, and editing the same thing over and over again. And it's just a waste of time. And I am fully aware that some of you will not enjoy this type of podcast, because podcasts these days are actually really high quality audio files. I have to say that the jump that was made in the past couple of years, it's huge. And there are really great tools that can make you sound amazing and cut all the inconvenient ums and uhs from your audio. And yet I'm not gonna do that. Otherwise, I will never start. But I do have to say that in a spirit of a season we are right now, and by this I mean zodiacal season, which is a Taurus season, I am keep on going. Coming back to this microphone, although I'm super discouraged already, but I am going to record this and I am going to release it, because I have a purpose at heart. And I have a mission at heart. And I also have some people that actually might be waiting for this podcast. So I'm going to do it. And here I am. So, as you heard in the introduction, this podcast is going to be an exploration, my personal exploration, into aligning my life with more natural rhythms of our planet Earth that are in many ways determined by the sky clock. So what is going on in heavens above. And I want to share my not only experience, but also the research, the things I read, but also my intuitive takes, because I think intuition will play a really huge part into it. Also in the introduction, I mentioned something about astrological rhythms. So yes, astrology is going to play a huge part in this podcast, but this is not going to be a traditional astrological podcast when I will give you a weekly forecast for the next 7 days, or I will try to tell you about alignments that are going to happen next year. I might mention that. I'm not saying I won't, but that's not going to be the main focus of this podcast. The main focus is going to be exploring the energy that are connected to different natural rhythms and how we can align our activities and what we do in our life to those energies. So instead of trying to swim against the current, we will try to ride the waves, surf the waves. There is probably a better way to put it. But I want, for myself and for you, if you decide to stick around and listen, I want us to flow more. And I want us to be more free in what we do and how we feel about ourselves. I want us to lose the shame and embarrassment and doubt about our performance or activities or the fact that sometimes we need to have more rest or we want to explore something that is not fitting to the schedule that was set up by someone else. I want us to flow through life, if that makes any sense. So, as you can probably guess, I do know something about astrology. Actually, astrology is my longtime passion. Since I was a little child, I was very interested in horoscopes. I was stealing my mom's women magazine, reading the horoscope column, and then I was learning about the signs. I think around in my 20s or 30s, I was even playing a kind of a small social game, trying to guess the zodiac sign of a person I just met. And actually, I was quite accurate, which was interesting and maybe a missed opportunity for betting and winning some money. But well, that ship has sailed. And somewhere around 2021, ironically, I think it was actually 1st of January, it was my New Year's resolution, I decided to explore astrology more. And that's how my journey of studying astrology started. I bought some books, started to read to podcasts, started to look at birth charts, started to even interpret them for myself, for my friends, for my family. And I'm not saying that I'm a professional astrologer in any way. I'm still learning, but I think I got a good grasp on the basics of astrology, of this wonderful complex language, because that's how I see astrology at this point. It's not just something that is fluffy, mysterious, and blurry. It actually is a language that probably you can spend whole life learning. And once you know the very complicated rules of the language, you can start to speak it and actually interpret it in a way. So I love that about astrology, because it is requiring you to learn and to connect and to analyze, but then it also gives you a space to let your intuition speak through it. That's why there are no two same astrologers, even if we all do things based on the same language. Yeah, but you know that. People speak English, and then we have poets and people who write stories and people who can barely speak. So that's how astrology is presenting itself at this stage of my life to me. In general, I'm also very curious about everything that would be labeled as unconventional, paranormal, or coming from all kind of science, because there is one, even if they don't tell you about this in the news. There is a lot of experiments about intuition, telepathy, and all other kind of things. So those were always my interests since I was a little kid. Actually, now when I think about it, I was raised in a household where there was a lot of discussions about those topics, but not in a very structured manner. It's not like my grandpa was giving us a lecture. It was more like a conversation topics for everyday talks within the household. So, for example, if someone passed away and then there was either a bit of a breeze in a room that could be potentially unexplained because all the windows are closed, then someone from my family would say, oh, here's grandpa, he's visiting. So I actually was raised in a conviction that everyone interprets this the same way. For me, it was very obvious that there are spirits, that there are quote-unquote ghosts, that all kind of mysterious and magical things are happening, because that was my reality. That's how I have been raised in a way, and not on purpose. It was just the tone of my household. And then I started to grow up, started to exchange my thoughts with other kids, and I realized that I'm not the normal one. And I was very surprised because I thought everyone was thinking and interpreting things like me. So there was a time when I felt quite alone in my exploration. I originally come from Poland, and I was growing up still in communism. And then when I was 8 years old, the communism got demolished. So after that, I maybe could get a little bit of a different culture, but it still wasn't really that open. Actually, I don't think it was that open until recently. So that's kind of my experience and my interest, because once I realized this is not normal, I wanted to understand, is it true? Because I was convinced as a child that this is a reality. And then I was told by the outside world, it's not a reality. But I still believed it and I felt it. So I did a lot of explorations and research, and I was reading books and listening to, when I could, to the radio shows at the beginning, then to podcasts in my later years, trying to kind of maybe find that final proof that, you know, what I believe is true. Although you know how it is with the belief. Many times it's not meant to be proven. So that's about me. And I hope that this set the stage for you and gives you a feeling of how this podcast might look like. Another thing that I think I owe you is to explain why this podcast even exists. So I like to say that it is a child of a destiny and circumstances. So I do have this passion in my heart, but also a sense of a mission to bring people back closer to what is natural, to what is in alignment with a human nature and with us as entities in this planet. And I believe that one massive key is to align yourself with the energies that are in nature at any given point, because it just makes it way easier rather than struggling against the current. I also have a circumstance that pushed me into recording this first episode and the next episodes, hopefully. And that is the fact that a couple of weeks ago, I created a women's circle in a village where I live. And naturally, it's not going to be a shocker after the introduction I gave you about myself. I chose astrology as the umbrella narrative for the circle. So the first year we are going to explore 12 zodiac signs, 12 female archetypes based on those zodiac signs, and also the energies that are being amplified when those zodiacal seasons are present. So basically, I took astrology and used it as an opening gate for a discussion about different personality types, different things in us women that maybe sometimes seem to be conflicting, but actually are creating us as a whole. And naturally, at the beginning of the circle, I do explain what is this particular season about. We had an Aries circle, we had a Taurus circle, and I do give an introduction about the signs, and then I talk about the female archetypes and about the energy. But I realized that there are some more questions. There is an actual interest from the women in a circle to learn a bit more. And I don't really necessarily feel qualified to teach astrology, but I can definitely present the basic concepts. So my first idea was to maybe write it on a blog that is on my website that I have deserted some time ago, because I might have a problem with committing to something, which is one of the things I'm trying to actually work on. But that was my first instinct, to start writing. But writing, for me, takes way longer than speaking. And because I do have an experience, which doesn't make me necessarily a great podcaster, but I do have an experience and a certain ease of talking in front of the microphone, I decided to start recording. And that's how we are here. So we are going to explore the zodiac signs. At least for the next couple of months, we are going to talk about the characteristics of each of a sign, and we will talk about the different energies that are brought to us together with that sign's reign over the planet Earth, because every sign has its 4 weeks of fame. We do have 12 of them. So now we are finishing the Taurus season, and this season has a very specific energy to it. And that's what we are going to talk about, those specific energies and how can we use them. So, for example, if you work on yourself, what is the part of your work that you can initiate at each specific season? If you have a business or you have a career, what can you do within that in that specific season? If you are trying to change, improve, or maintain your love life, how can this look like in that specific season? So the 12 goddesses of all 12 zodiac signs are going to be presented in this podcast, but we will also talk about unshaming some of those goddesses and their behaviors, because every single one of us have 12 zodiac signs in their birth chart. And I know that it's not a common knowledge that everyone has a birth chart. And in the birth chart, there are 12 houses that represent 12 different areas of your life. And each of the house is ruled by a zodiac sign. So you have, if you, for example, really, for some reason, don't like Virgo, or Aquarius, or Capricorn, well, surprise, you have that in you. So that exploration through all the zodiac signs and understanding where they are in our chart will probably also help us to not only embrace others and see what they can bring into the world and our life, but also embrace ourselves. And I think that that's the main theme for at least the next couple of months. But that's not going to be the only thing I will try to explore. As I mentioned, I actually didn't mention this, so I will come back now. I told you a little bit of what Sky Clock is, but I will try to define it, and I'm not sure if there is a definition for that, so this is something I'm just coming up with now. What I would call a sky clock is a natural and cyclical rhythm of the life on Earth that is determined by the clock in heaven. And by clock in heaven, I mean measuring time by using the events in the sky, especially by using predictable positions or movements of sun, moon, or other planets. Now, by the way, I know, sun does not move. Don't worry, I know that, and I guess you also know that. Sun is, of course, in the center of a solar system, but from our point of view, the sun moves. We see the sunset and sunrises every single day, and thanks to the changing position of Earth or tilt of Earth, we also have seasons of the year, and from our point of view, it's the sun that is moving. But yeah, I know, it is standing still. Well, except that it rotates, but that's just a different type of movement. So those observable movements are actually quite regular and they are cyclical. And that makes them predictable and measurable. That means we are dealing with a clock. Because when the sun is in this specific part of heavens, from our point of view, it means that we have, let's say, noon. If we see the moon in this specific position in this specific lunar phase, we can actually realize what is the date. That's how a lot of cultures were measuring the time back in the day by observing the night sky. And it is a clock because it works quite accurately. And we can predict those movements way, way in the future. So that's the sky clock for me. But what does it mean to flow with the sky clock? Well, first and foremost, we have different sky clocks. We could at least argue there are different sky clocks. So there is a day and night. That's the one that we all experience and are very familiar with. You have a day and you have a night, and that's the most basic cycle we are experiencing. Then another type of a sky clock are the seasons of the year. Then we also can talk about moon cycles and astrological occurrences like spring equinox or autumn equinox or summer and winter solstice. There is also a sky clock that I just presented to you a couple of minutes ago, which is zodiacal sky clock. 12 different lapses of time within a year when we contribute our efforts and our inner work and energy and activity towards different topics. And my argument is that flowing with the sky clock, so actually the title of this episode, what does it mean to flow with the sky clock, is to trying to get awareness about those cycles, understand them, and try to align yourself with them. Because the truth to be told, our modern society, especially modern Western society, is not constructed around any natural rhythms at all. We have created a very artificial, almost parallel reality, where we are conditioned to ignore that we are biological beings, that we are actually we have innate biological clocks that are aligned with nature inherently. And we are also conditioned to ignore that the natural world has an impact on us, on our energy levels, on our mood, on our needs. And this is especially very noticeable in environments like workplaces, especially big corporations, but also any companies or also public sectors, where we are being expected to be productive 12 months nonstop. We are always heading for progress. We are always expected to be effective. We are expected to be always creative. We are expected to always go with the same rhythm, which is not what the rest of the natural world is doing. Especially if you look at the seasons of the year, we can clearly see that the spring is a time for energy boost, for growth, for action, for initiating things. Summer is where we grow and enjoy the growth. Autumn is where we harvest what we have sown. And also, it's a time when we prepare mindfully for the harsh times of winter, where in winter we are supposed to rest, recover, regenerate, and get ready for a new spring. That's how our soil works, how animals work, how plants work. We are the only ones on this planet that decided that we will just do it the other way. And then we have quite a lot of unhappy people, especially during winter time, chasing goals and New Year's resolutions and trying to be productive or effective when that's not the time for it. And aligning with the sky clock allows you to understand the cycle that your body and your mind and your energy is going through and adjust yourself and your actions to that cycle so you actually can feel more balanced and fulfilled, but also take some of that shame from you. Like, why am I so lazy in winter? Well, you're meant to slow down, honey. That's why. And we will explore a lot of that through the lenses of the zodiac signs, because they are also spring signs, summer signs, and autumn and winter signs. So I hope that this first episode, when I actually realized I was very vulnerable and most probably off-putting to some of you. That's why hate mail is very welcomed. I'm fine with it. But if you enjoyed anything that I have just said, or if it resonated with you in any way, I would love to invite you to join me for a second episode. You can find this podcast on any podcasting or streaming platform like Spotify or iTunes or whatever it is that you are using. You can also visit the website where this podcast is going to have its little kingdom, and that's flowingwiththeskyclock.com. That's the deserted website I mentioned about. Now I'm going to come back to it, you know, and embrace it again. And you can just follow this podcast and join me for the next episode. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about basic characteristics of zodiac signs. So we will talk a bit about the language. We will talk about the elements, the modalities and polarities of zodiac signs. And once I explain this to you, I'm pretty sure you will be able to understand why each zodiac sign gets that specific characteristic. So we will hear each other soon, or rather you will hear me while I talk, but I also actually encourage questions. So if there are any questions from you, then please let me know. There will be a possibility to do it on the website. And I really hope that you find something useful, that you found something useful in the past half an hour. Thank you very much for today. And I will talk to you next time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.